Hello, everybody. Welcome back. The Indian Resource Council was founded in 1987. IRC is an advocacy organization of First Nations working for greater control and management of their natural resources. Now, I reached out, I reached out to Steve Buffalo, who is the head of the Indian Resource Council. After Steve Buffalo put out a message to Jane Fonda, asking her to contact him to get some education, if you will, about the importance of the natural resource sector to First Nations communities. I am happy now to welcome Steve Buffalo. Steve, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me today.
It's Steve or Stephen?
Either or, I've been called everything under the sun.
Steve, thank you so much. I saw your message on Twitter to Jane Fonda. And this is something that we rarely hear about. The importance of the natural resource sector, the importance of the oil and gas sector, the importance of our resources sector to Indigenous communities. And so I thought, let me invite you on to talk about this. How many jobs are created in this sector? How important is this sector to First Nations communities?
Well, first of all, yes, thank you again for having me on your show. It's definitely an honor. And, recognizing our treaties of where we're at and your location and our location, want to acknowledge them. Through the years, I've been with the Indian Resource Council for 7 years as the president and CEO. And we've seen a shift in how things are being done in today's society, in today's world. It's a little upsetting to see a Hollywood superstar come and criticize something that she probably doesn't know nothing about. Working with our Canadian Energy Center here in Alberta, and as well as the Canada Action here in Calgary, I was approached to see if we can at least acknowledge and invite her to come and listen to some facts and then to see, what she's proposing and how it affects, the Indigenous communities here, not only in Alberta, but there's ripple effects to what she's asking us to do. So I thought someone better speak up to something to that effect.
Now, Jane Fonda describes herself as an avowed environmentalist. All of us are environmentalists. All of us want to protect the environment. But she is focused on climate change and focused on eradicating fossil fuels. How do you eradicate fossil fuels when all the other countries, China, India, other countries around the world, are increasing their demands for oil and gas, increasing their demands for coal? And so here she is coming to Canada, beating up on our oil and gas sector. We have a prime minister trying to wipe out the oil and gas sector. So what's your big message to them about the importance of this sector to Indigenous communities?
Well, through the years, and don't get me wrong, our Indigenous communities learned the hard way. We didn't really have a decision on what was happening in, so to speak, in our backyard as far as oil and gas and the oil sands and whatever else. But, things have changed. Our people have adapted and learned to be part of that economy. And it's been very positive, but don't get me wrong. We're not like on what you see on Dallas. We're not rich. We're not. When there's a dollar made, it's to be spent somewhere. With the federal funding we receive under the Indian Act, it's not enough. So we have to find our own ways to do our own programming, support our own communities and our own demographics. And our populations are growing. Mm-hmm. And this federal funding is just not enough to service that, and it's a system set up to fail. So when we see see the oil and gas sector, the natural resource sector, all of the natural resources in Canada, it's in our backyard. We didn't get asked to be put on reserves. You know, we didn't ask to be put in a community 10 by 10, you know, 10 miles by 10 miles, you know. So when it's happening in our backyards, the trend now is that, you know, the door's open for communities now to participate. And as even as far as a equity owner, you know, we're not only past getting training and jobs, we're actually now going to be at the table where we can have some say, you know, with oil and gas companies in industry, mainstream industry. So to me, that's been always kind of the focus is that. And the biggest thing, you know, being Indigenous myself and growing up where I have, you know, there's a balance. You can find that balance on creating economy and yet protecting the environment. That's what we need to strive for, you know. And I think, you know, here in Canada, our regulations are world class. You know, we're trying to achieve this net zero as per the Paris Accord. And quite honestly, you know, it's a lot of hard work, and the industry is spending a lot of money to ensure that we try to achieve that, you know, with the less emissions as possible. And I want to commend industry and the government for doing that, because, you know, we do need to clean whatever we have to do to ensure that we can continue to work. You know, the oil and gas sector, yeah, we want to achieve and move towards that green space, which we call green energy. And you know, what we're seeing is it's not as consistent, I guess, you know, just because oil and gas has been prevalent, but it's not as consistent as oil and gas. But we're trying to achieve it, but we can't get there without our natural resources.
Yeah, so that's an important point, because the federal government is saying, the Trudeau government is saying, to achieve green energy, you've got to eliminate the oil and gas sector. You've got to eliminate fossil fuels, keep it in the ground, and then move to the so-called green energy to achieve the Paris Accord climate change, which that accord, the Paris Accord, is mostly punishing countries like Canada, whereas India and China, who are massively large polluters, are not impacted by the Paris Accord. So essentially what you just mentioned, achieving green energy through the fossil fuel sector, the natural resources sector, the two go hand in hand. The federal government cannot eliminate fossil fuels and then expect us to rely strictly on the so-called green energy.
Yeah, you know, like I mentioned, there's huge ripple effects. So, you know, like through the last probably 11 years, I think our premier, Jason Kenney, here in Alberta, had stated, you know, Alberta has sent $262 billion to the federal treasury. And he's even stated, you know, $20 billion in transfers to help other provinces and the federal government. And in that $20 billion, I'm sorry, there's a little portion cut out for First Nations under the Indian Act. You know, when there's no money for that, then how is the federal government, you know, be able to service our communities? And trust me, when I tell you this, is a lot of our communities hate the system. We don't like it, but that's all we have. And to seek our own economic development, the hurdles we have to go through, the Indian Act and how limiting and handcuffing it is to our people, it's a challenge. So when there's no money being sent from Alberta, using our natural resources to not only send to the United States, but if we can, you know, send our oil and gas, our LNG, our whatever we need to foreign markets, Asia primarily, you know, things will get better. Otherwise, you know, that money that I identified as through the Indian Act, it's going to be gone. So how can we take care of our housing issues? How can you see it now with the federal government? They can't even help us get clean water.
Yes.
One of the basic necessities of life, how can we go on without having clean water? Mm-hmm. You know, it's a definite struggle. You know, and like I said, the door's open through this new movement with the ESG, the environmental social governance. You know, the door is open for our people in our communities to really participate with mainstream industry, to have a say, to take care of their land, to take care of what needs to be reclaimed. And that's the biggest thing is, you know, if anything I wanted to share with Ms. Fonda is, you know, what's being done as part of the reclamation work up in the oil sands. You know, it bugs the hell out of me. She calls it the tar sands. It's the oil sands. You know, and this is the producers up there are spending tons of money, you know, reclaiming the land. You know, like they've from what I've been told, they've planted over 25 million trees since 2009 as part of the reclamation work. You know, so they are trying to put the land back to as best as they can. And I know for a fact they're using the local knowledge of our indigenous people up there. You know, so there's a lot of work. And you know, I'm hoping the government changes its approach. Otherwise, you know, when there's no oil and gas, when there's no exploration of our natural resources to foreign markets, it's more taxes.
Yes.
More taxes for everyone.
Yes. I thank you so much. Steve Buffalo, you're the president for the Indian Resource Council. Thank you so much. And if you do get a hold of Jane Fonda, let us know.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. No, I don't think she'll come for tea anytime soon. But, you know, at least I hope she at least sees the video.
Thank you so much, Steve Buffalo, for joining us.